Development, Eastern Regional Commissioner Paul Rotich, has assured area residents that they will get value for money in regards to implementation of government projects in the region. Rotich, while speaking during the Eastern Region field verification visit at the Konza City in Machakos, said that residents should expect to get value for their money for every penny that has been invested in government projects. He noted that while they are monitoring the government projects, they intend to ensure that they deliver the development projects on time and also to establish the status of the implementation of various development projects across the region. "We are serious with the work we have been entrusted with," said R.C. Rotich. Rotich added that they had visited different projects such as the Kenya Leather Industrial Park EPZ, affordable housing units at Moke Gardens in Athi River, and educational institutions such as TVETS, and were satisfied with the level of performance. The Eastern Regional Commissioner Paul Rotich, while speaking at Konza Technopolis during a field verification visit to the Eastern Region. Photo by Anne Kangero. He highlighted the rising demand for TVET institutions by the youth and communities around, which calls for its expansion, noting a 100% increase in the number of students in the Eastern Region. "This requires replanning by the government so as to take care of the rising demand for TVETS and meet public expectations," added the regional commissioner. Rotich disclosed that successful completion of projects is also a way of meeting public expectation, and this will help negate claims that the government is doing nothing. He lauded the Konza team for completion of construction of the Kenya Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, KAIST, and the other projects in Konza Technopolis. However, he noted that there are some challenges such as funding, especially in transport infrastructure, where there are issues with delayed performances due to finances, and advises the concerned parties to exercise patience while the involved stakeholders work on it. On his part, the Konza Chief Manager Corporate Services Norman Wangi announced the completion of Phase 1 of Konza City is complete, disclosed that they are now opening up for investments, pointing out that there are investors who are already on board. Mwangi said that KAIST is almost complete and will commence its operations in the next 3 months. The field verification team included the Machakos County Commissioner Josephine Oko, Deputy County Commissioners from Athi River Sub-County, Kalama and Machakos, Regional Security Intelligence Committee, RSIC, County Security Intelligence Committee members, CSIC, and other national government offices.